My guest today on Musical Notes, Greg Robbins. Greg Robbins is a San Francisco resident at this moment. Greg, have you always been in San Francisco? Where are your roots?
Where are my roots? That's a really good question. I've lived in San Francisco about 3 years, and before that I lived in Barcelona, Spain for 23 years. I finished college kind of a long time ago. I finished college and decided to take this summer vacation to Barcelona, and I was going to be there for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and Barcelona's pretty awesome, by the way, and decided, you know, I think I'll stay till the end of the summer. The end of the summer came, and we could probably drag this out until Christmas. And so decided to stay until Christmas. So then, why don't we stay till next summer? And so on and so on. And ended up being 23 years. So it was just a summer vacation that got a little bit carried away.
Okay, sorry.
All you listeners out there thinking of sending your children to Europe summer, watch out. What can happen to that?
They might not come back for 23 years.
My parents were not pleased, but they got used to it after a while.
So then you were in Barcelona, Spain for 23 years. And then where?
Yeah, and then San Francisco.
Yeah.
Spain's a wonderful place. Barcelona, loved the city. And over those 23 years, I went from being a freewheeling, you know, Generation X post-college student to being father of three.
Right.
A responsible adult, you know, that need to take care of the family and the future of the kids. I decided it was time to move on, move somewhere where there were some better opportunities. So I'm out in San Francisco.
You had mentioned Chicago.
I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. You are familiar with cold temperatures. No wonder you ended up in Spain.
That's right. And I've been avoiding those cold temperatures ever since.
Right.
You know? So
right.
Barcelona to San Francisco. I don't know. When that gets old, we'll try. I don't know. Acapulco.
Tell me about when you were growing up. Was your family a musical family?
It certainly was. My parents had both played instruments growing up in bands at school and in college as well. And going back, my grandparents were also musicians. My grandmother, in fact, majored in voice at the University of Illinois. So yeah, music was kind of a tradition going back in my family. When I was a kid, I was, you know, I grew a lot faster than the other kids, and so I was the kid that was like a head taller than all the other kids in class. But I was a complete disaster, you know, athletically, because I'd grown so fast. I mean, I couldn't run really without falling over my feet, and that being not athletically inclined, you need to find something that's going to make you cool in the eyes of the other kids. And the thing that I discovered was playing the guitar. So I started teaching myself the guitar when I was 10. Pretty quickly realized that was my ticket to social success with a lot of the other kids, since the sports thing wasn't working out. You know, playing guitar and singing and being able to play the pop songs at the moment that people like, that was definitely a way to get some social attention, which is much needed at those days. So that's really how I got. I was into formal music education through the band's program, supported by my parents, really, and then I kind of discovered the guitar on my own a little bit later.
The guitar is always a cool factor. It is.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a cool instrument. So were you able to learn the guitar with lessons in band, or was that something that you sought out on your own after band?
I don't know. I mean, I learned to read music and kind of musical theory and. Musical discipline about practicing, and I learned all that from band. And then with the guitar, I took a few, I think maybe about a year, I took classical guitar lessons. So that kind of introduced me formally a little bit to the guitar, but, like rock guitar and playing and singing along and that kind of thing. That was pretty much self-taught from all of that. But I think that the musical discipline, understanding of music a little more structured way helped me a lot. What I learned from band, I really went a long way towards helping make me a better musician on the guitar. Yeah, and I still continue to learn a lot from other people I play with. I mean, being a kind of full-time tech gig now, and that takes up a lot of time, and I have three kids, and they take up even more time. So, I don't have a whole lot of time anymore to play in, bands and have rehearsals and things like that. I do play with some people, but it's very informal, and I go to jam sessions sometimes. And in those jam sessions, I continue to learn, a lot, and maybe not even from, the guitar players or bass players. I learn from singers. I learn from horn players. I learn from drummers. I learn from, whoever. There's little bits of musical sensibility that you can get from just anyone. It's not even specific to your instrument.
settled in the corner with fear. The artist is back, the legend is here. The rules of the game are always changing on him. Gets his angel wings and crashes back into sin. Runs across the ice, it's always a little
made to survive.